You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1491. How I Finally Let Go of My Ex. The Last Step. Part 2 by Eddie Corbano of lovesagame.com. Hello, everybody. I'm Greg Audino, and this is Optimal Relationships Daily, where I read to you from some of the best relationship-building material on the internet and in literature. And this time, we'll actually be reading the second part of a longer article we began yesterday, courtesy of author Eddie Corbano. So go ahead and listen to episode 1490 from yesterday if you haven't already and want to be all caught up. But if you're ready to roll on part two, then let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. How I Finally Let Go of My Ex, The Last Step, Part 2, by Eddie Corbano of lovesagame.com. The Final Pedestal Test. My ex was about to get married, and she invited me to it. I don't have to tell you how I felt at that moment. I mean, even after a year and a half, it was still a huge shock. I knew that she had a new boyfriend, but she was getting married? As much as I was shocked about this, I knew that this was the opportunity to test whether I had reached the top of my breakup recovery journey. So, I decided to go. But I can tell you, to say I was anxious about it is an understatement. I was terrified. But I realized how important this could be for me. The day of the wedding celebration approached, and in my mind, I was there 1,000 times already. I knew what I planned to do. I would react as if nothing ever happened, putting on a big smile, but I still had that lingering fear of suffering a meltdown like what had occurred on the road. Luckily, it turned out differently. Fast forward to the wedding celebration, entering the ballroom, seeing her for the first time after 12 months. And I felt nothing. Absolutely nothing. Like I was looking at a complete stranger. She seemed to be more afraid of it than I was, because she completely avoided eye contact at all costs. At that time, I was in great shape, in fact, the best shape of my life. I was confident, cocky, well-dressed. In short, I was a catch. Now, at first, I thought, her name, look what you are missing out on, and look at what a jerk you have standing next to you. And I really smiled thinking this. But then it shifted. Suddenly, I started to care less and less about what she was thinking of me. I was just in the now, enjoying the moment. It was as if I suddenly got a good portion of power back that I was missing for so long. Slowly, I started to feel free again. Really free. So, I went up to them. And everybody was staring at me, wondering what I would do. Most of the guests knew my former relationship to the bride. I stood in front of them, in that super cool black suit I wore, and I heartily congratulated them both on their wedding. I wished them all the best for their forthcoming life together, and I went back to my table. Full of confidence, pride, and power. I never felt better in my life than I did that day. I had people coming up to me congratulating me for what I did and for the way I did it. It was a complete victory. It was the day I finally let go of my ex and started a new life. How to take the last step of getting over your ex. Now, I don't recommend doing what I did back then to test whether you're over your ex or not. The implications could be disastrous. At the beginning of your breakup recovery journey, it's advisable to decline invitations like the one I got, respectfully. Whether it's time or not to face your ex solely depends on your progress in your recovery. Do it at the beginning and you will crash and burn. Instead, do it when you have accepted the fact that you are no longer together, do not want them back, have gone through the emotional roller coaster, basically feel all right, and you will profit from it. For me, it was a year and a half after the breakup, which was actually rather late. It took me a while to figure out how you can speed up the recovery process substantially. For me, it was exactly the right time for what I needed to do. If I hadn't, my recovery most certainly would have gone on much longer. So, what is letting go? It's the final step you need to take before you can say that you're over your ex and that you're ready to start a new relationship. But what if your ex is not available for confrontation? Then we must take hold of different measures. The desensitization method. There's a technique where you consciously expose yourself to your memories with your ex in order to desensitize. You do this for 1 hour by going through your pictures, videos, and stored memories. The most important thing here is to dig deep, really, and to allow yourself to get into it completely. Get emotional. Cry if you have to. Continue despite the pain that you feel, and do this until you feel numb. It's basically the same as confronting your ex, only virtually. After you've done this, you will feel exhausted and completely numb and indifferent. Good. This means it worked. But again, only do this if you fit the preconditions I've listed. Otherwise, it will throw you miles back. Trust me. Conclusion. If your breakup was longer than 1 year ago and you've gone through the main phases of breakup recovery and you generally feel okay, but still feel there's something holding you back, then I recommend taking this last step. I get many emails from readers asking the same thing. They cannot believe that after that much time they still suffer. Quote, I do wonder, though, why after a full year, I'm still thinking about him as much as I do. I worry that I cannot move on fully. End quote. The reason for this, in most cases, an unrealistic over-idealization of the ex. Consciously letting go means saying goodbye to that limiting belief that only your ex means happiness and no one else. I did that back then, and it almost instantly improved my life, my relationship, and my view of my life. I'm sure you can too. Your friend, Eddie Corbano. You just listened to part two of the post titled, How I Finally Let Go of My Ex, The Last Step, by Eddie Corbano of lovesagame.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD. And a big thank you to Eddie for a strong finish to this post, the lessons of which I think really hinged upon a certain moment he brought up in this part today. I'm speaking of when he started to feel cocky, kind of comparing himself to his ex's new husband and thinking that she really left behind, you know, a mountain of a man. This is not the type of indifference that he mentioned seeking and that we elaborated on in the commentary of yesterday's part one. But he was patient with himself. He allowed these feelings, brought himself back to presence, and didn't give these very natural instincts more attention than they're really worth. Because these momentary feelings that may feel like setbacks are due to occur for a long time and be triggered by a number of different scenarios. So for him to take this in stride and allow that feeling to be overpowered by the very clear amount of progress he'd otherwise been making, he was able to ground himself and enjoy the evening. Really fantastic example of managing our feelings, honoring them, yet not being overtaken by them. So thanks to Eddie for sharing this once again, and thanks to all of you for being here through the end. It's time to wrap up and go on with the day. but I appreciate you all taking the time to be here as always. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday, everybody, and I will see you again tomorrow for another post. That's where your optimal life awaits.